episode 33. All righty, you crisis interveners out there, I know you're listening. And if you're not a professional intervener, doesn't matter. We all experience conflict. And in this edition, we're going to be talking about one of the most important steps of all. What happens at the end of a conflict? What are you supposed to do? And what is involved? All right, let's go. Chaos happens. Here we choose to lead chaos rather than be led by chaos. We are sharing tips, resources, networks, and interviews that help you validate your ability to lead chaos successfully and remain steady on. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. This is the Leading Chaos Podcast, and I am your host, Rhea Wincoller. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a hot topic issue day when we're talking about resolution. The previous podcast, episode number 32, was titled Don't Sweat Conflict Resolution. And in this stage of the game, we're going to be talking about actual crisis resolution. And the two are really different. You have conflict resolution and crisis resolution. Now, in my line of work, I don't sweat conflict resolution because I know when I'm doing an intervention in any given scene, I am not worried about solving the problem. I mean, resolution takes a really long time, and I think that's best left to folks who have that specialty, such as mediators, therapists, psychologists, folks who are going to spend time and sometimes a lot of time working on a solution towards a conflict. However, when you're involved in a crisis, there has to be an end, and that end is titled crisis resolution. It's a little bit different, and the goal is a whole lot different too. In resolution, conflict resolution, you're trying to resolve it. In crisis resolution, you're not. That's not the goal. So let's begin with bringing you into this ongoing series that you've joined in today. I am discussing what I titled The Leading Chaos Story, and it's me reading out of my book and taking piece by piece what we are talking about in terms of conflict management. And right now, I am on page 63, and the book itself is titled Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management. You know, you hear Leading Chaos a lot, and, you know, well, you hear it a lot from me at least, and folks get a little bit, ooh, what does that mean? But all it means is, dang, isn't it better to be a leader of chaos than to be led by chaos? And to have those tools in your back pocket to know when chaos strikes, what to do? I certainly think so, and I am hoping that you agree too. Now, getting back to the book. In the book, on the back cover, if you have a copy of it in front of you, you could see the crisis management goals. And I've broken it down to three primary goals. Number one is crisis prevention. And that goal is, very simply, keep the scene safe. The second step, when you haven't kept the scene safe, you move into the next spectrum, which is conflict, and that is the crisis intervention goals, dealings to make the scene safe. So you have crisis prevention goal, keep the scene safe, crisis intervention goal, make the scene safe, and then we go into today's topic, which is the crisis resolution goal. Now you might think, well, it's to resolve the conflict, but it's not. The crisis resolution goal is confirm scene safety. Oh, that's another decompressing moment for me because when I do the seminars for response training programs and I'm teaching this and I get to tell really hardworking teachers, nurses, psychiatric workers, anyone, hopefully you, any one of us who is managing a conflict, when you hear that you don't have to solve it. But all you have to do is confirm scene safety. Well, doesn't that feel really doable? Because solving takes a long time. It's not as easy, even if there's an issue of who took whose cookies. You might find out, oh, Joe took Susie's cookies and he has two more than her. But at the end of the day, Susie might still be kind of ticked off at Joe for taking her cookies. And that is a personality that a conflict takes on. And that's hard to solve. However, what I can do in that situation is confirm the scene is safe between Joe and Susie. Even if they're still not getting along and their conflict is kind of brewing, I can make sure that I have taken very measured steps, and not complex steps at all, but very measured steps that ensures that they aren't going to get back in a full-blown conflict anytime soon. That is the goal of crisis resolution. Now, here's another way to look at it. You have this same protocol in so many first responders protocol scenario. And one number one way is for a fire department. Let's look at the crisis prevention goal of keeping the scene safe for a fire department. In that case, we keep the scene safe by ensuring that our flammable items in our households are contained. We don't leave matches out lying around, especially when there's children. We make sure there's no gas leaks. We make sure if we have a wood stove that's not pressed right up against the wall and all the newspapers from the day are laying next to it or the clothes are hanging on top of it. Kind of common sense stuff, but accidents do happen. We also make sure that if we have a lit candle, that we don't go to bed at night before blowing out the candle or leaving the room before blowing out the candle. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff regarding fire prevention. And that goal there, again, is to keep the scene safe, regardless whether it's fire prevention or basic conflicts. Now, what happens when there's a fire? Well, now the fire department moves into crisis intervention goal. And the primary goal that they're working towards is to make the scene safe. And how do they do that? They put out the fire. That's the first thing they're doing. They're going to put out that fire. They're going to arrive at that household and they're going to get their tanks all set up and their hoses set up and make sure that, you know, they've secured their own personal safety. And they're going to be directed right ahead, making that scene safe, putting out the fire. Now you might think that's the end of it, right? But even for a fire department, they work off of the crisis resolution goal, which is even though the fire might look safe and we might think they've made it safe, we still need to confirm that it's safe. And the way that happens is the fire chief goes in and walks around and makes sure that there's no lasting embers burning or fizzling, you know, working with the department there. And making sure that the electrical boxes are turned off. They're confirming scene safety. The actual solving of the mystery, how the flame started and got to the fire, is not part of those initial steps. That's for the assessors and different degrees. The fire chief might do that. But the initial three steps, prevention, intervention, and resolution, they're universal. No matter what type of protocol you're following for a crisis, they are universally true. So that makes our life easy. If you're a teacher in a classroom, what's your prevention goal? You keep the scene safe. You're directing the students on the lessons that are at hand. If there does become a conflict for whatever given reason, your next step is make the scene safe. So you might have two kids who are arguing and you separate them. Now, is the conflict over? Well, you know, Ben and Sam, they might still be kind of grumpy at each other. So we can't really always resolve the conflict. That might mean a little bit of a meeting down the hallway with the powers that be in the main office. But the crisis resolution goal remains the crisis resolution goal remains the same, and that is to confirm scene safety. Make sure that the classroom, if the chairs have been knocked over, they're put back up again. That if anyone's gotten kind of tangled or needs some water or a little bit of deep breathing exercises to slow everybody's heart rate down, that is part of confirming scene safety. And once you confirm scene safety, that and only then, or I should say, once you confirm scene safety, then and only then can you work towards resolution. So it is a kind of a easy step-by-step process, and yet we get tangled up all the time in the idea that we have to do more than we need to. Well, you could see how that could be a great load off of all our backs when we don't have to do so much during a conflict. And really, the main thing is to take it slow and be safe. Now, getting back to the book, I am in chapter 4. It's on scene safety, and it had this little piece on the resolution. And because resolution gets so befuddled about in the world of crisis intervention, I felt it's really important for me to discuss it. If you look to page 63 in the book, and again, the book is Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management, you'll see a graph, and it says Crisis Resolution Goal. And there's an arrow, and it says Confirm Scene Safety. The way to do this, to confirm scene safety, you could go and make sure that people are able and willing to listen. If they're not able and willing to listen, then you know that there's still a lot of shutdown and you're just wanting to maintain scene safety. And the other really key factor that you can look for to make sure that folks are willing to move on and confirm that they're scene safety is watch how a person is breathing. They should be breathing at a normal rate of respiration. And that's a slow and steady rate, not hyperventilating, not holding their breath, not doing shallow breathing, but a steady rate, which means that they can then hear what you're saying. Because if you aren't breathing at a normal rate of respiration, you can't think clearly. So that is a key thing to that. In the book, as it goes on page 64, I have one of three scenarios that I go over that really helps take down this whole idea of what resolution is and what it isn't. And one is titled Ricky and John's Fight, and it's about two boys who are pushing in the backyard, and both parents run from different opposite directions are running in, and Mr. Martin, who arrives first, he is separating the two boys, and the first thing he says is, okay, who started it? Now, when you ask that question, what are the two persons going to do at the same time, Ricky and John? They're both going to scream out in unison, he did, or you liar. You know, they're going to try to talk over each other. And that the mistake there for Mr. Martin is that he tries to do too much too quickly. He's jumping to resolution, and it never works. He has to first make sure that the two kids are settled down, maybe separated, have a little bit of cooling off time, and then they could talk about it. I mean, doesn't that make a lot of parenting issues so much easier? You don't have to like solve the crisis right then and there. Whew. So we have Ricky and John's, and then there's also Joan's overreaction, and this is a scenario where she's working in a halfway house for incarcerated women, and an event there that happened where two people were fighting over a TV, and that happens quite a bit in a clinical setting. And then we also have one more, and this is Sally's intervention, and this is, again, a situation where she is a mother and she is managing a fight between her two daughters. So without getting into those, I'd like to refer you to my book, and you could get a copy of that via Amazon. It's in paper book, and it's also in ebook form. Please go to leadingchaospodcast.com to find those links, or merely Google them. I so appreciate your time. I know that you might be a little resolutioned out at the end of all this, but I certainly hope not, because really, it's all about kind of solving the mystery that we get overwhelmed by something, thinking we have to accomplish more than we need to. But that's not true. And once we step forward and get those wheels in motion and take it in a very methodical way and say, you know what? All I have to do is confirm scene safety. Boom, boom, shaka boom, there we are. All right. I hope you could have a little bit of time to take today or tomorrow, but today would be great. And go to iTunes and leave a review and rating for this podcast. And if you'd like to follow Leading Chaos Podcast via Twitter, the Twitter handle is @LeadingChaos. You could always send me an email or leave a comment on the website. This is Rhea Windcaller signing off for now. Be kind, be safe, and remember, the crisis resolution goal, the only thing you're responsible for, is confirming scene safety. You got it. Be well. Ciao for now.